Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
Hey, it's Matt Leon back with another college football preview, and today we take a look at those Temple Owls. Temple coming off a 3-9 2022 season, but hopes are high for significant improvement here in 2023 under second-year head coach Stan Drayton. Caught up with Drayton to get a feel for how camp went and what his expectations are for the coming season. Give a listen. So as we're talking here, you guys are in week one mode getting ready for the opener with kind of training camp in the rearview mirror. Did you get everything out of camp that you'd hope to, getting ready for the 2023 season?
You know, I did. You know, we had to develop some quality depth throughout the team, and I think that there were some guys that stepped up in that role and, you know, provided the depth that I think that's going to be, you know, valuable as we, you know, attack our schedule. You know, we had to develop our offensive line, you know, which I thought took place. You know, we had some young talent in that offensive line and really tried to develop some continuity, which is something that we weren't able to get done all year. A year ago, right? So we need to develop some continuity in our offensive line and, you know, defensive line, really try to build some depth that way. We had to move some guys around, shuffle the deck to make that happen, but I feel as though we did that. Our quarterback, you know, had to grow up and be the leader that his teammates are calling him to be. And I think that he's done a great job of doing that, establishing, you know, single digit status voted by his teammates as, It's pretty proof in telling that they want him to lead, and I think he's responded to that very well. I thought that for the most part, we went and hit the recruiting trails, the portal, whatever it may be, to add some size, some athleticism, some speed to this football team is something that we had to, something that we had to address, and I feel as though we did that. Now, it's just a matter of just going out and playing to see if the investment was worth our while.
When you look at the way your team is built this year, what do you want them to hang their hat on in 2023? Like, win or lose, but day in, day out, what do you kind of want Temple football to be all about?
Toughness. No matter what hits us, you know, we need to be able to handle adversity, respond to adverse times the right way all the time. And if we can do that, you know, we call it Temple Tough around here, and Temple Tough guys can survive any situation, whether they're handling success or overcoming failure. We need to be tough about our business that way.
How much, this being year two, does that accelerate progress? Just because the kids know what to expect from you, you know the capabilities of the kids, everybody's been through the program for a year. You know, I would just imagine that first year is so much kind of shadow boxing to kind of find your pace and find what buttons to push and stuff like that. Here in year two, just how much faster does that go because you kind of know what to expect?
Oh, it's really different that way. You know, when you have kids who, you know, understand the expectations of what's being asked of them. I mean, it's nothing, you know, you can't ask for anything more than this clarity of purpose, right? And the people who have been a part of this program for a year and had an opportunity to help implement, acclimate our new players, to our program, have a clarity of purpose. They know that, you know, the team goals are always going to be about championships, and we have to have a chip on our shoulder about obtaining the goals that we want. We need to be intentional. And these are things that are called on our kids on a daily basis that, you know, when you don't quite understand what's being asked of you, there's a little bit of hesitancy, from the players. I don't feel that anymore in year two. I think our players are just grabbing the bulls by the horns and just running what's being asked of them. And the newcomers are doing a great job of following the right people. And so with that being said, I mean, we feel a lot more, you feel the crispiness in practice, you feel the energy level and the leadership coming out of our players. You know, those are all feelings that you didn't have so much a year ago. And every day you're feeling it coming from different parts of your football team, on a daily basis. So it's just pretty neat that way.
You referenced the quarterback, EJ Warner, taking big steps with leadership and stuff like that. Having a year of games under his belt as a starter, I talk about like how much having a year for you kind of accelerates things, but how much does it do for the offense to have somebody like him who has performed and he's ready to go coming into this season? Like, can you go deeper in the playbook? You can raise the expectations. Just how much of a benefit is it having that kind of that known quantity at that important position?
Yeah, raise the expectations. Absolutely. Dig deeper in the playbook. Absolutely. All that stuff we're able to do with a year two quarterback, especially an EJ, Warner, who just studies the hell out of this game. He's going to put the work in to make sure that he's game ready on a daily basis. So, when you have a guy like an EJ, and it allows you to kind of, develop some new skills around him, new talent around him. He's going to be able to, take a freshman wide receiver if we get to that point and be able to put him in the game and, make sure that he is, on point with the job assignment that's asked of him within that play. EJ does that. He's a common force for a lot of those guys. Only being a sophomore, when you got some of those freshmen in there, I mean, he can relate to what they're feeling like as a freshman. So just all those things are just huge. And, obviously he's been very consistent in practice and he's constantly done his job at a high level. So he's earned the respect of everybody on this football team, both sides of the football, so that goes a long way in a lot of respects.
What was your biggest question about the roster coming into training camp? And did you get the answer you wanted?
Well, the biggest question is how can we build depth? Right. I mean, we have goals to, winning championships and we want to sustain a winning culture. And we all understand that we need to really be able to dig deep into a depth chart, and pull people who are developing into roles where they're eventually going to be playing a lot of football for us. So it's just a matter of building quality depth across the board. And I would say that we, for the most part, we're able to do that. We got this huge challenge about building depth chart called the portal and NIL that kind of challenges those two things there. But I feel as though that we addressed the depth chart issue. We've gotten much more quality depth across the board, maybe one or two positions. We could probably do a little bit better in time, but, we are where we are right now. We have what we have and we're going to need everybody, and that's the one thing, that's the message that's constantly being delivered to our players is, no red shirt mindset, no next year, no next game. It is get yourself ready to play now. So when your number is called, you're ready. So you have to stay ready.
Is there a position group that maybe has surprised you with regards to they progressed further than you thought, or maybe turns out they have a higher ceiling than maybe you thought if you and I had talked back in June? Has anything stood out on that front?
Yeah, I think that the corner position is a very deep position on this football team. Everybody knows about Jalen McMurray, and we had Dom Hill that played a lot of ball for us last year. But, I think that with the addition of Ben Osecki and Corey Palmer and all these guys that are available to us, we have a very deep cornerback room. And that being said, their football IQ is pretty good. I think Dominic Bowman has done a phenomenal job of developing that in that room, just the football IQ, which means they bring a little bit more versatility within the packages that we can call. So, you know, when you talk in terms of depth chart, right, there's creative ways to add quality depth too. And I think that's one position that allows us to be creative in how we add depth in certain spots on defense.
That will do it for our look at the Temple Owls. Many thanks to head coach Stan Drayton for taking the time to talk. Temple will open its 2023 season on Saturday, September 2nd at home against Akron. That will be a 2 o'clock kickoff at the Link. We will have another college football preview coming your way soon. My name is Matt Leon. Thanks for listening.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.